what about this gentleman who's going to join us on the phone? He has always a nice horse in his stable, and he could potentially have a little superstar brewing. Anthony Cummings, good morning. Welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, mate.
Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen.
What about Libertini? I know you're trying to keep a lid on it, but it is well and truly off now, isn't it?
Yeah. Finally, she's very good. And it is hard not to get excited about it, but she's been fantastic each of the three runs. She goes for a break now and is back for the spring, but so there's a lot to look forward to.
And it sounds like she's a little bit versatile as well, Anthony, because she was ridden a little differently yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, she's always had sort of gate speed, but the intention with the training has been just to get her to settle and become responsive to a rider, which she's done very well.
Right.
Yesterday there wasn't a plan to sit outside the lead, but it was more just to be midfield, much as she was at Randwick last time. But I just said to Tommy, like, just be positive out and then just do what makes sense. And, you know, once she jumped out and she was quick out of the gates, so to be where she was pretty much no effort.
You threw in the deep end first time out when she went to that kindergarten, Anthony. Obviously, she's always shown you something at home that she's got a bit of X factor about her.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was a pity that day, in some respects, that she drew as wide as she did. She drew, I think, close to the outside. You know, had she drawn a gate and been able to sit a little bit closer, she might have made it more interesting again. But, you know, certainly highly talented filly. As you say, you know, we've had a good opinion of her, you know, from the time she turned up. Certainly she came with a good reputation from Limitless. Tim Boland sort of rang up and said that, you know, from his experience, she was very good and certainly one of the best he'd had to deal with. So, wow. You know, she's had a good reputation for quite a while, and it's great to see him get to the track and fulfil that sort of potential.
You mentioned going for a spell now, and we'll come back with a look at in the spring. What will be the grand final for that one? Because I think the quote from you was, when you've got a good horse like this, you work out a plan and you get on with it.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much it. So, it's, I suppose, still formulating, but, you know, rough and dirty, it's going to be the Princess Series.
Right.
And if there was going to be a run in Melbourne, and I'm not sure whether we do that yet, it's a bit far away to predict, but it might be the Coolmore. I don't have any, and talking to Jerry yesterday, you know, we both seem to be on the same page. You know, the full Melbourne thing, I don't think it's going to happen. Well, I can tell you it won't happen. If she was to have a run through the Melbourne Carnival, it would be up the straight on Derby Day.
Okay. All right, then. So we'll have to keep an eye on her then. Anything else in the stable that's got a little bit of X factor about it for our listeners out there?
Yeah, there's a filly, a fast-track filly that won at Newcastle through the week. She was very good. You know, it's only her first start this time back.
Constellations.
The Constellations. I mean, that was a pretty amazing win. She'll go along and probably make her way to Brisbane and hopefully the stakes grade, you know, not too far away.
Okay.
And on the same day, Prince Farwise, he goes to the JJ Atkins in Brisbane. He races here again before he goes, most likely. But he's a pretty nice horse. So, you know, there's a couple there that'll, you know, be at the top level before too long.
Davey's got the black book out, Anthony. He's appreciating that, all the listeners. So,
I think he'll be full by now.
Mate.
Just put a page on the back.
Mate, I've got it's like, you know, the old Encyclopedia Britannia they used to go out of the century?
Yeah.
That's how big it is at the moment.
All right, so rather than the little black book, we'll call it the black book.
You can find a black book on every race now.
You know what they say, size doesn't matter.
That's right. Hey, great win yesterday, Anthony. Really exciting for the stable to have a horse of such quality. And appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.